You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We turn the page on the Knicks season. If you want to talk about it, what do you think happened in this series? What do you think is going to happen going forward? Lines are open, 888-808-1019. I did get a message, a post from somebody on X that said that Eddie was low-key wearing his Pride Month shirt today because he's wearing his Hawaii football Rainbow Warrior shirt on. So I was thinking, huh, that's interesting. Is this a subliminal
message?
Subliminal Pride shirt day for you?
I wouldn't call it subliminal.
Oh, not subliminal.
All right, so you're actively up and running.
Yeah, well, it's to note Pride Month.
Yeah, okay. It's funny that the listener figured that what he's wearing is a college football logo t-shirt, which he wears.
Their old school logo from,
way back.
Right.
Yeah, which was one of the best helmets of all time.
So maybe 100 days out of the year he has a college football t-shirt on, so it didn't strike me, and the listener brought it out, and there you go, he nailed it. Knew Eddie better than I did. How about that?
That is a cool shirt, I do have to say. It's a good logo as well.
That was a great logo. I actually do like their new logos, though.
It's not terrible, but this was just, the throwbacks.
What year was that, roughly?
I would say in the, 70s and 80s, and then they sort of phased it out. And they were the Rainbows, then they were the Rainbow Warriors, then just the Warriors, and I think they're back to the Rainbow Warriors.
The now. Rainbow Warriors. Why? How come more kids don't go to the University of Hawaii from, New York? You always hear there's a lot of kids going to SEC schools these days, I've noticed. A lot of kids that...
Kids go to SMU, TCU.
Yeah, but I mean, from New York,
I'm saying, a lot of kids from New York go to SMU and TCU.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of Clemson, South Carolina, Auburn, Alabama, all these...
That's because they can't get into Maryland anymore.
But I mean, why come... You never hear about, I'm going to University of Hawaii.
It's a little too far away.
Too far away?
Yeah, parents' weekend. I mean, it's an 11-hour flight. Come on.
I guess. But I mean, it's Hawaii. Should be going there. Spend 4 years in Hawaii. That's awesome.
It's expensive.
Well, everything's expensive, for God's
sake.
Yeah,
it's really expensive. I mean, it's...
What's not expensive? Some guy said that Syracuse was $92,000.
Now I think they're adding a tax to their...
Oh, God. To what?
To visit there. So it's like a tourist tax.
Tourist tax?
A tourist tax, yeah. There's already tourist tax built into the hotels and everything else. And now I think they're actually adding a tourist tax to the airline tickets.
Ugh. Just to go to Hawaii, which is one of our states.
Yeah, one of our states, yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, is there a tourist tax to go to Montana?
That's probably what, that's what Hochul should do. Have a tourist tax.
Yeah,
as opposed to congestion pricing, just have a tourist tax.
Is there any chance, because I know it was coming to a head, I saw it in the news the other day, that there's a fight still with the feds and local government here over this? It's not going to end, right?
You're going to have the wind turbines out in the ocean just so they can run some, I don't know, it sounds like they can run some oil pipelines upstate. I don't know.
But congestion pricing is not going away.
No, there was a big argument, and then, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going away.
Yeah. There wasn't any issues in the city with the Knicks losing, right, that I saw, like, people going out in the streets and causing havoc. I didn't see any of that.
I didn't see any.
Which is great. I mean, you know, for all the crap that we get as a fan base over the last couple of weeks, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll go out in the street and celebrate a little bit. Yes, there's a one video throwing garbage on the guy with the Halliburton jersey, which is not great. Can't defend it. But I feel like there's other cities that really get wild when their team loses and they go out in the street and start beating stuff up. We didn't do that.
I think the question really would have been what would have happened had the Knicks been able to beat the OKC Thunder.
And won the NBA Finals?
Yes.
Yeah, and if they, right, especially if they did it at home. It would have been crazy in the streets, but I don't think it would have gotten violent. I don't think it would have gotten, like, you know, setting cars on fire and that type of stuff. I don't think. I mean, most of this seemed pretty peaceful, didn't it? Throughout the entire, except for you had the Brian Windhorst thing, and you had the garbage thrown at the Halliburton jersey guy.
Right.
By the way, what are you doing with that jersey now?
I don't know. Maybe I'll send it to him, get it signed, and get it autographed or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do that. And
sell it.
Sell it? You mean auction it off?
Yeah, auction it off.
Yeah. So I was going to say, sell it.
I don't know. Do you want it?
No. Of course I don't want
it. Any Pacer fans around here I can give it to?
No. I mean, Evan probably would love it. Jerry will probably love it.
Why would Jerry love it?
Well, because
Jerry's a Nets fan.
Because the Pacers beat the Knicks.
Jerry was wrong because he thought the Knicks were going to win.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was. I was expecting gloating Jerry today. I really was. I mean, I kid, like, Evan today is going to be insufferable. You know it. Absolutely insufferable.
He's going to talk about Juan Soto today. He's all excited. Juan Soto's starting to hit again.
No, that'll be an addendum on today's show. He's going to go full.
No, I don't think so.
Nets didn't win a championship. Knicks didn't win a championship. You know what's happening. You know it. He loves it. He loves
Kneeland. I think he loves the Knicks because he goes to those games.
He doesn't love the Knicks. He hates the Knicks, just like Jerry hates the Knicks and their fans. And I thought,
if you hate the Knicks, why are you buying tickets to the Knicks? Because he loves the Knicks.
No. He's buying tickets to the Knicks because he thought he could sell them and make some money, which he has been able to do. And then he's been going to the games because it's like he's a sports nerd and he's a big... He likes the atmosphere and to be there, and he thinks it helps his show and that stuff.
Do you think that selling his Knick tickets helps him buy his Net tickets because he can't sell his Net tickets?
Yes, I do think that there's a type of cycle that goes on there, for sure. And that's why it drove me crazy that he said he was going to go back to Game 7 if there was a Game 7. You had to sell that ticket. He probably could have bought his entire, or at least half of the money for his Mets season tickets, selling that Game 7 ticket.
Yeah.
He said he was going to go back. And that's crazy to me. That doesn't make any sense. To me, if I'm him, you know, the reason you buy him is to, if they ever got good, you'd be able to sell him. And he was still going to the games and bringing other Nets fans. It's crazy. But, hey, he gets to celebrate today. Sean Morash gets to celebrate today. Keith McPherson celebrated this weekend. Everybody, Jerry... I'm surprised Jerry wasn't in our face today about it. I really thought
Jerry's not that way.
Yeah, he is. Oh, because you've been pounding him for years about the Nets, he is that way.
Well, the Nets deserve to be pounded, just like I was pounding the Knicks when the Knicks deserved to be pounded.
I mean, when he does that whole thing, when he does that voice, that Jerry, like, rat voice thing with you.
Yes.
Like, oh, the Nets aren't even in the league anymore, are they?
This sounds like Evan.
A slack nut Nets? Yeah, that's what they do. That's every Net fan who hates the Knicks. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Is that voice.
Now you know why.
Is that voice. Yeah, but I mean, can you really, if you're a Nets fan and the Knicks get to the conference finals and the run that they had, the entire city getting behind the team, can you really like be like, oh, wow, like, man, yeah, suck it, Knicks fans. If you're a Nets fan, come on.
Well, that's why they're going to have to go out and get Giannis.
It's not going to happen. Well, the Nets, you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, the Nets, it might happen with the Nets. That's a possibility.
And Sean Marks knows how to make things happen.
The fact that that guy's still got a job is amazing.
No, but the fact that he has moved so many pieces over the last 5 years. Think about the amount of player transactions. I don't know if there's another team in a league that has that many transactions. I mean, the Knicks have a lot, obviously, to acquire the people they've got because they didn't draft any of their starting five.
Right.
Mitchell and Deuce are the only two guys that, you know, basically are homegrown guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they've made a lot of transactions too, but I feel like the Nets have been nonstop for 5 or 6 years now.
Like, yeah.
Right prior to the pandemic.
And they went all in and it blew up in their face, and now they're rebuilding again to go after another superstar. And Giannis likes New York. That's
for
sure. Who
was the guy before that? Was it Rod Thorne who went all in?
Well, yeah, it was Billy King.
Oh, Billy King went all in.
Yeah, Billy
Rod
King.
Rod Thorne, what am I thinking?
No, Rod Thorne was before that.
Oh, okay.
He was an executive there. He was a GM there.
All right, okay.
He was the guy who had the Jason Kidd teams.
That's right, okay. Well, he went all in on Jason Kidd.
Yeah, but I mean...
And they got the conference finals.
They went to the finals.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Yeah, so I mean, I remember the...
That's when they were in Jersey, though.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I remember going, it was 2004, and I think it was a 1-8 matchup, Knicks and Nets, and I went to game 3 at the Garden. I believe the Knicks got swept in the series by the Nets, and I remember going to game 3 at the Garden 2004, and that team, I mean, that was like Marbury, Tim Thomas, Keith Van Horn, Kenyon Martin was in that series. Obviously, and then, you know, Jason Kidd and Richard Jefferson and all those guys, and they just walloped the Knicks. Oh, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And we were all jacked up because, like, it was like, oh, we're in the playoffs again. You know, I mean, a couple, you know, maybe they can beat the Nets. Imagine if they beat the Nets.
Steph Marbury is going to lead us.
Yeah. Man. Though, I mean, they were the team. Remember Tim Thomas? Remember some of these guys? I was actually going back.
2004, you know, they were coming out of the 90s.
No, I know.
Trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, and they couldn't. It didn't work. And I was going back to, because the CBS Sports Network had the graphic up of the last few times the Knicks have been eliminated from the postseason in the 2013-14 season when they lost to the Pacers in the second round. And I look back on that team. Paul George, Lance Stephenson, Roy Hibbert, David West, George Hill. That was a pain in the ass.
Remember
Lance Stephenson, how much of a jerk he was?
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
Well, Halliburton has filled those shoes pretty nicely.
Yeah, but Lance Stephenson, I felt like was like a legit, like, bad guy. Like, he was just a flat out, he would do anything to anybody out there.
Who were on the Knicks then?
Well, it was a Carmelo team.
That was a Carmelo. Yeah. That was the deepest they went.
Yeah, it was the, yeah. Well, no, yes, because conference semis right there. Yeah, 2013. And then they also lost.
They got 2013 to 2023. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof-a. That was 10 years.
Was Lance the guy who was like blown in LeBron's ear when they were alive?
Yeah. Yep. That was him. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He was like the modern day Artest. Like, he took the baton from Ron Artest.
He was a mean guy.
Yeah. And he was crazy. You know, he's just one of those guys who was nuts.
Crazy eyes.
Yeah, crazy eyes. Lance Stephenson. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, but I mean, those teams, well, we'll see. I mean, the fact, though, that the Knicks at back-to-back years have now lost to the Pacers in the playoffs. It's like, ugh. But this one, last year they should have won. This year they shouldn't have won. The Pacers were...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary.
necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Better.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Ben, did you play any golf this weekend?
I actually did not. Thursday was the last time I played with you.
I played on Saturday. What's the matter?
I talked into the wrong headset.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I meant to talk to Jerry about a commercial read.
Jerry, you have a commercial read, according to Al.
Yeah, what?
Okay.
You want to talk to me?
Boom's just stalled you. But I have to break off.
Oh, okay.
Break.
Gotcha. Okay, okay. Yep, gotcha.
All right. No, but what I was saying. But, okay. Played on Saturday. 40-mile-an-hour gusts.
Oh.
How about that?
Really? It was
yes.
That windy?
Yeah. It was crazy. But I love playing in it, though.
I was out there, too.
Yes.
We also got a driving rainstorm, and my phone got drenched. I no longer have a phone.
Good. Get rid of that phone.
You didn't really have a phone anyway. I mean,
yeah. I'm getting another Samsung Galaxy.
No, get an iPhone, Jerry, please.
I don't fall in line with the sheep, Boomer. Sorry.
No, it's not falling in line with the sheep.
Let's do what everybody else does because everybody tells me to.
You ruin our...
I am a Google guy.
Off-brand Jerry in house.
You ruin our text chats.
You can live with Apple. I'll live with Google.
But you ruin our text chats. You don't know what you're missing.
No, I'm good. I actually do see them.
You do.
But after everybody
like
replies, there's no reason. No. But after everybody replies, there's no reason to reply back.
Anyway, we did not have any rainstorm. We just had wind. I mean, it's kind of fun playing in those conditions.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, when you hit a good shot and you see a wall of wind just knock the ball down, that sucks.
Twice I was on the green and twice my ball moved as I was getting ready to putt it.
Yeah, that's windy.
That's how bad
that
the wind
is windy.
Was.
Yeah, very windy.
And you
yeah.
stayed out there in a driving rainstorm?
Well... Because I was out there with my
it's
son.
Blow over.
Yes. And this guy, Ron, who we were playing with, we tucked ourselves under a tree and I had the umbrella, but I got drenched a bit before that. He's like looking at the radar. He's like, it's like one cell. I'm like, all right, we'll wait it out. And it was 10 minutes and it was gone, but it came down in buckets.
It's going to blow over.
Blow over.
And by the way, nothing like standing underneath a tree during a thunderstorm.
There was not thunder and lightning. It was just rain. There was no thunder and lightning. I would not have done that.
But you know, you and trees.
I would not have done that.
I try to stay away from those things.
No.
Do you think that if you had been struck by lightning and died, that Boomer's first reaction when he found out would be laughter? Because I think it might be. I was like, Jerry just passed away with, he got struck by lightning.
On the golf course.
He'd be like, ha! You're kidding. I honestly think it's gotten to that point.
No.
It's nice to know.
No.
Nice. Eddie and I agree.
No. Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, were his kids there?
I'm just trying to think. Right. I'm just trying to think like what
I
said.
I don't have to cremate them.
You know, at the wake, what I would say to your family.
Please don't go. Refrain. Stay away.
If something like that happened,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like if something remarkable like that happened.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah. So does that give me creative license to laugh when he dies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so. But it goes,
depending
reason,
on how it happens.
Yeah, it has to be something.
Boom is dead.
The only reason that is even a thing.
It's not.
Is because of what you say about dying.
That everybody's going to? I mean, yes.
No, we all are. And then you're gone and everybody forgets.
That is true. Now, you won't be forgotten. Yes. You're boomerous. No, you won't. You're boomerous.
Eventually.
My point being is, if you died a death.
In 200 years, maybe.
Yeah. Yourself on the golf course with a golf ball, that would be a memorable story that none of us would ever forget.
Okay. I'll pass.
And if you got hit by lightning under a tree on a golf course, I mean, unfortunate as that is, we would remember that.
Great.
All right. So if I had died in that hotel room in the Gansevoort with the gas station boner pill, that would have been epic. If Jerry had died from hitting a golf ball off a tree into his head, that would have been epic. What's the epic way for Boomer to go? Choking on an Oreo?
I suppose.
What would be the funny? What would be the thing we would laugh at? Be like, get out of here.
Well, that's the point.
Much thought, I don't know.
Right. Like
Kathy Hochul runs you over with her car.
Sure, all right,
that would be funny.
Sure, he's running us all over.
That would be funny.
By the way, like if Al Dukes, like, unfortunately passed away in his condo, and nobody knew about it for a week.
Come on.
That's we would awful. Know he still goes to work.
My epic way to go would be like, I finally agree to do something and I get killed at that event.
That's like the Alanis Morissette song. You finally get on a plane crashes.
Right. Or like if you went on one of those safaris that I've been trying to send you on and all of a sudden you get eaten by a lion.
Mm-hmm.
You get eaten by a lion.
Or he goes in to euthanize Whimsy and the doctor sticks him instead.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Exactly.
Very good one.
Oh, but this only has become a discussion only because of the way you react to death, Jerry. That's all. And you put it out there on tape. Eddie plays it all the time. And that's the only reason I find it very interesting that it could have happened.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Which is good.
That is true.
Which is good.
Really?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to feel a little bit better about it. I mean, the way he described how his other friend almost died. If he was driving a sedan, it would be in a headless funeral.
I mean, it's not just you.
That is true.
But I'm the one obsessed with death.
It's true, yeah. I mean, he likes his friends passing away in a funny way to him is
somehow funny.
Yeah, right. Actually, not in a funny way. His friends passing away tragically is funny to him.
It's like the death refrigerator. Trucks we had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you love those. You love those. You love those refrigerated morgues.
Well,
on two wheels.
2020, they had to bring the morgue, the refrigerated morgues.
Yeah, we
morgues
remember.
In, yes.
Yeah.
I was telling, I broke that story.
Has there ever been a more boomer 5 minutes than just now?
We hit it all.
Hey, Jerry, what's going on?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So you were talking about that 2004 series, Knicks-Nets. That was also the series where Isaiah Thomas took the mic and said, welcome to the playoffs, remember?
Oh, my God, that's right.
And that was also, I went back, I found this in the morgue. Remember the Tim Thomas, Kenyon Martin dust-up? This was Thomas on Martin.
He's fugazi. I mean, you know, all the fake tough guy role. I mean, I hate it. I didn't. Especially in the NBA.
Remember that?
Of course, yeah.
That was
all
a
that
big
now.
Deal back then.
It was, yeah, and it was a 2-7 matchup. I said it was a 1-8. It was a 2-7 matchup. But, yeah, Kenyon Martin, Tim Thomas getting
into
it.
And if you went to Game 3, that was a close game. Game 4, I think, was the blowout.
Yeah.
Game 3 was like a 3-point game because I went back and saw I was watching the highlights, and that was where the Nets were up 3. Knicks had the ball. Marbury gets fouled before he goes up for the 3-point shot. They thought it would be 3 free throws. They gave him 2.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
He missed both of them.
I remember being way up there, and then they gave us like these neon wristband things.
Yeah,
and then they shut the lights out. It was orange, and everybody had orange. That's what I remember from that game.
Yeah, we had all the same thing going on with the Rangers too. The same thing,
the neon bracelets.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, were you as high up as Evan is?
No, not nobody's as high up as that. That's insane. Like I said, I mean, I think he scratched in Evan Hart's Nets on the top of the ceiling.
Didn't even need to stand on a chair.
Well, you were also talking about the reaction and how people feel about the Knicks and the Knick fans. So Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce were on the All the Smoke podcast. They guest hosted.
Oh, wow.
So this is interesting because it comes all the way back. I mean, I guess in a good way, I would suppose. Here was Garnett comparing the Knicks to, like, when they win and then they lose, the Hulk turning back into David Banner.
Are the Knicks fans like the Cowboys fans?
100%.
I thought the Cowboys was an emotional fan base. No. Man, when the Knicks got beat and they saw the people coming out the garden, man, it was like the David Banner, no. You know, the little, when the Incredible Hulk would go back to David Banner, he had to walk with the pants on it. You know, and he had the hitchhike. This the 75. Only old hands
would go the hitchhike back.
Yeah,
right.
Back when he had the hitchhike.
Y'all
remember that, right?
I'm telling you, man, people hate us.
Well, here
they
he goes.
Just hate us.
So here's Garnett and Pierce again. Man, did Knick fans really celebrate a lot after that Game 5 win.
Man, look at New York. It's all f***ed up, man. It's Thursday 11. Look at this, man. Knicks f***ed it up, man.
Are they not, Cowboys of the NBA? They 100%. Like, we all know that. You know they delusional. The most delusional fans. On the, I mean, he beat the Boston Celtics, and it looked like it was a parade out there, dog.
Okay, fine.
All right, so they're comparing us to Dallas Cowboy fans. Yes. I was thinking that, like, people hate us like they hate Eagle fans.
To some degree, sure, I would think so.
I mean,
so.
I know the Dallas Cowboy fans are delusional. There's no question
Dallas
about
Cowboy
that.
Dallas Cowboy fans are disgusted and have been for about 15, 20 years now.
Well, that's how us Knicks fans are.
Yeah, for sure. This is where Pierce, or rather Garnett, gets won over by a specific fan. And I think you might even remember, or you might have seen this on social media too.
I heard a Knicks fan say it perfectly for me. He held his camera up, and in the background, it was going crazy, right? He said, for everybody watching this, I want to say, as you're watching this, and yeah, I know, yeah, we just beat the Celtics, and yeah, we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I know, it's not the finals, but this ain't for you. This is for all of New York who's been going. He said, this is for us, so f*** off, world. When he said that, I was like, you know what? I can honor that.
He won them over.
Yeah, which is true.
Kind of understood the point.
Yeah, I mean, they got these guys forget how bad it's been. I mean, they won a championship in Boston together. I mean, they have no clue the ineptitude in which this fan base has been beaten down with for decades. Let them celebrate.
And they needed each other to win that championship.
True, they did.
Very true. All right, the baseball from last night. Yankees beat the Dodgers 7-3. Ben Rice with an early home run. You also had DJ LeMahieu, a four-hit performance, drove in a couple with a single and a double. First, this was Rice on the home run.
It felt great. Give us the lead back there and just kind of get the ball rolling a little bit. It felt really good.
And that was on Yes, and he had himself. That was after, I believe, Edmund actually homered to tie the game as well. He goes dead center for the two-run homer to put them up 3-1. And here was LeMahieu with Susan. This is the clip we played earlier with Dave Sims kind of hacking up a lung underneath. But this was on his four-hit game.
Yeah, it was good to get some results. Good to get some results, drive some runs in, and you know, it was just, it felt good seeing the ball good today.
At least I think that's Dave. It could be Emmanuel Babari. I have no idea. Here was Ryan Yarbrough. He went out. He did the job as he threw six innings of one-run ball. He outdid Yamamoto. He says, got the job done.
Yeah, and no, I think we had a really good game plan between the coaching staff, me and Wellesley. So just a matter of execution and, you know, keeping them off balance and not putting them in counts where they can really hunt for certain pitches. So really just tried to attack the guys.
And so he is now, 3-0, 2.83 ERA. The victory as the Yankees avoid the sweep. They did not avoid injury, though, because Jason Dominguez sliding into second base head first injured his thumb. Any real issues with it?
I don't think there is much concern about it. Just a left thumb contusion, so we're gonna see tomorrow how it felt like. But right now, I think there's nothing to worry about.
Yankees.
I'm just glad that Aaron Judge didn't run into the wall again.
Well, it's a padded wall now.
Did they fix that?
Yeah, they did.
They did fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got to fix the stadium. You got the concrete falling down, and the guy in the back. Okay.
Well, it's sitting on a fault.
Well, yeah, but I don't know, was there a small earthquake that, or is that, like I said to Alice, that's something like what happened at Yankee Stadium 25 years ago when some piece fell out and they had to fix it and close it.
Yeah.
The Mets are there tonight, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it. Yankees home for Cleveland tomorrow. As for those Mets, they did beat the Rockies 5-3. Pete Alonso, the three-run homer in the fourth to put the Mets, well, give him the first three runs. Here is Alonso on SNY getting to their starter in that inning.
I mean, he had pretty good stuff today, and I mean, he's got a really funky release, and he was throwing the ball really well, and I'm just really happy that we had some good at-bats to get to him.
And put them ahead 3-1. Then you had the tie-breaking home run from Francisco Lindor when it was 3-3. Juan Soto, a home run as well. Here was Lindor not overthinking the note where they were talking about the Mets winning 26 straight games when Lindor homers.
It's not me. Pete comes in, he had a 3-run home run, and I get one RBI, one home run, one RBI, and pitching staff do their thing, defense do their thing, and just at the end of the day, it's an overall win. It's not me, and I'm not superstitious, so I don't believe in every time I hit a home run, we got to win.
Well, but they do, and it is nice to go 7-2 on the 9-game homestand at Citi Field. Juan Soto.
He's always great. I feel like even that game, we take positive results. We grind, we fight the whole game, and it was a great homestand.
Edwin Diaz struck out the side in the ninth for the save. Paul Blackburn makes his season debut tonight, taking on Dustin May on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio at 1010. The Phillies lost to the Brewers. They were swept away this weekend. Milwaukee's won 7 straight, so the Mets a game ahead of Philadelphia atop the NL East now in that Brewers game. Jake Bowers, the 2-run pinch hit double in the 7th inning. Stanley Cup Finals begin Wednesday between the Oilers and the Panthers, and in golf, Scottie Scheffler won the Memorial. We did play the Jack Nicklaus clips earlier. This is one more from him where he just talks about Scheffler because of what was on the leaderboard and kind of lacking stars. He was never threatened, and he just got the job done.
Now, if he'd had, I don't know who else it might have been, but if somebody else at the top, or Xander or somebody like that would have been there, he might have said, well, that might be a little tougher. I might have to do something. He didn't have to.
He didn't have to, and instead played very steady golf, shot a 70, and wound up winning by 4, a nice $4 million check for him. Was, I guess it's the RBC this week, and then the U.S. Open is next weekend for the men. Yes, it's next weekend.
U.S. And then Open for the women was this
was
weekend.
This weekend, yes. That just ended. They're in Atlantic City this coming week, as a matter of fact, the ShopRite Classic. How about that? All right, time now for Moment of the Day. So a couple different things here. I went with the playing of Gary Cohen, reading the commercial during a Met game on SNY this weekend.
By Blue Chew, chew it and do it. And by your local tri-state area Audi dealer.
What did you mean by that? I just read the copy here. I try to give it a good read. Try and give the advertiser everything that they paid for, Keith. And then it's somebody else's problem.
Chew it and do it, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, they must be...
Man, I like the sound of that.
Chew it and do it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's something you would have never heard in that broadcast years ago, so... I mean, boner gum?
Well, but I mean, in fairness...
That FanDuel reads and everything.
I mean, but boner gum's a different situation.
I'm going to give it to you just the way you like it.
We've done a couple of them. I did a Blue Chew, not like an endorsement, but I read one. Then there was that Mango RX that Marash did.
Did he endorse that?
He endorsed it, yeah. Right. Yeah.
What were those returns?
Did you do an Insta reaction video afterwards?
Juicy mango, you're looking very nice.
Did it look nice? That is the question.
That's funny. You see Sean Marash doing that?
No.
It worked!
There you go. Moment of the day. Enjoy your Monday.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, regarding this whole Pittsburgh Steelers Aaron Rodgers thing, once again, whether it be Pittsburgh goes after Kirk Cousins now that it's after June 1st and makes a trade or whatever, you know, I think the networks and CBS in particular would love for Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers for week one.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
And I think that's what everybody's hoping for. And I still figure it's going to happen simply because I do, you know, Mr. Rooney doesn't come out and say, I believe that he's coming here. Like you don't do that to a franchise owner like the Rooneys.
Yeah, well, also that clip that Jerry played kind of solidified it for me. I mean, I'm still kind of surprised that you've got no signs of him reporting yet, but whatever it was where he said, what about the Bears? Would you ever consider playing for the Bears? And he's like, no, absolutely not. You know, it was a one-sided relationship, yada, yada, yada.
But I'll be back in Chicago or whatever.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, and the Steelers play the Bears this year in Chicago. So, I mean, he'll be there. I know he's dealing with something personally, but, I mean, now it's at the point, like, is he going to, like, what offense are they going to run?
But I also think that, well, Arthur Smith's offense, but I also think
but he's never run anything but his own offense for the last how many years?
Arthur Smith will call plays to make it work. But I, what's interesting, I just don't think he wants to be a part of OTAs. I don't think he wants to do that crap anymore.
Yeah.
He's probably bored by all that.
Sure. I mean, I can understand that. But if also he wants to have success, isn't that part of it?
Yeah. You know, the first week of training camp was always the first 2 weeks of training camp was always the worst because you had to start from scratch. So you could have been there for 7 years. You know the offense better than anybody else, but they got to teach it all over again to the young kids or the guys that had never seen the playbook before. So it becomes monotony, and that's why everybody's always screwing around with each other. You know, there's all that hijinks going on.
Hijinks, yeah,
yeah. Because the veterans are like, oh, I've been through this 1,000 times.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but the way you've talked about some of this stuff is, you know, being all in, not being all in.
True.
You know, and especially when you're the quarterback. And I understand that it's monotonous and tiresome for Aaron Rodgers to show up at a at OTAs for the 100th time in his long-ass career.
Yeah, but I mean, he hasn't signed a contract yet, and so therefore he's not missing anything he's required to be at.
Right.
Because he doesn't have a contract. He's not a Pittsburgh Steeler yet.
No, I know. But, I mean, if you're going to be all in and you're eventually planning on being there, this is the type of stuff that is, important to become the leader, show that you want to be there. There's other guys in that locker room. They're probably like, is this guy serious about being a Steeler or not?
I think the toughest, the one that has to handle it the toughest, but too bad it's just part of the business, is Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not like he's someone who's earned so much respect throughout his career that like this is insulting to him.
True.
You know, he's Mason Rudolph. You know, this is not one of those deals where it's a guy who has been a veteran and a starter and a leader and a Pro Bowler. And
two guys I wonder about would be Kirk Cousins. He doesn't want to sit behind Michael Penix. He was told one thing, they did another, and those things happen in sports. And I think Kirk is deserves an opportunity late in his career to move on and go play somewhere else if there is somebody that is actually looking for a starting quarterback right now. The only other team that you would think that would be that would be Pittsburgh. You know, and the other one is Will Levis, the quarterback for Tennessee. You know, he's got Cam Ward down there. I don't know how that's going to work, that relationship's going to work. Will Levis is still a young player who probably thinks he wants to be a starter in this league. I wonder if they move him.
Yeah. I mean, that's Cam Ward's team. Will Levis is probably frustrated and may ask out, but it's not like he's going to go somewhere and start right
now
for anybody.
No, he may just want to get out of that situation, though.
I would think so. You know, speaking of NFL and quarterbacks, congratulations to Josh Allen and his new wife, Haley Steinfeld, as they got married. But here's the thing what was that?
I have no idea.
But here's the thing what I want to know. Larry David was at this wedding.
Okay.
Larry David, not just his character on TV, who he is in real life.
He's Al Dukes.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go anywhere or do anything.
Oh, but he had to be at this one.
But he had to be at this one. No, he doesn't care. Larry David's done everything. He's hundreds of millions of dollars.
But who's the...
I don't know.
He's tied to the bride or the groom, Al. Do you know?
I don't know.
But either way, him accepting...
Or is who did he go with, and is that person connected to either the bride or the... What is that in our background?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's definitely...
We're connected to somebody.
Yeah, this is great. Hold on. This is awesome. Hello? Mic's up. Eddie, what do we got here, man?
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, it's you guys. I can hear you guys.
What is it?
I had to reboot Al's video camera for the post game.
All right.
And when I did that, the mic unmuted itself.
Oh,
hello. Hello. Live in the control room in the middle of the conversation.
But what were you just talking about?
Larry David at this wedding. So why was Larry David? It says a hilarious theory has emerged. But I don't know if, no one had any idea why David would be in attendance, especially given there's no known connection between the comedian and the newlyweds. But there were theories. Was David in attendance as part of a shtick, an episode of his HBO series, Curb Your Enthusiasm? But they're not shooting anymore. It's over.
So there were no, you know, you would think that there would be cameras there, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows. This is all just stupid jokes, this article.
Or was he a guest of somebody else who was connected?
But still, he doesn't want to go to weddings anymore. He hates everything. And he was at this one, and he's walking around by himself, like, looking annoyed.
Oh, they had to be shooting him. He had to be mic'd up.
I don't know.
He had to be mic'd up.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but, you know, they could have been shooting him from somewhere else. Like, you know, just like walking around at a wedding talking to himself.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But for what reason?
I know, like, the wedding was in California. Do you know the venue that the wedding was at?
I don't. But
was it in Montecito? Was it down in Malibu?
I don't know. Glitzy wedding is all I see here. Oh, here we go. Montecito. There you go. You nailed it.
Yeah, well, it's the Duke and Duchess of Montecito live up there. So, yeah, it's a beautiful spot. And he's from Northern California.
But okay, but I mean, he's not going to be walking around mic'd up at somebody's wedding. Isn't that disrespectful to do content at somebody's wedding?
They may have asked. They may have said, "Hey, you know, Larry wants to show up just to be hanging around, and we're going to mic him up." And
no.
Maybe we'll shoot him with a drone or something.
Have you ever met a woman on their wedding day? Yeah, no one's miking. Yeah, there's no bride in the world that is allowing Larry David to be mic'd up with a drone over him.
She's thinking. You wouldn't even know it's their wedding. Maybe it's just a wedding situation. But she's thinking, man, Larry David came to my wedding. I can get a part. I could be one of these shows. Come on.
I don't think she cares. Larry David's now. He's not doing a show anymore. I don't think he's doing anything anymore.
You never know. Never know.
There's somebody on Twitter says that they read a People magazine article that said Haley Steinfeld's dad is Larry's personal trainer.
Well, there you go.
That's not good enough.
There you go.
That's not good enough for Larry David, the personal trainer?
Oh, yeah, man.
You ever go to your personal trainer's kid's wedding?
I don't have a personal trainer, okay. But if I did,
you ever
yes.
go to your accountant's kid's wedding? Right. You don't do that stuff.
No, I mean, it depends on how close you are to your personal trainer.
I'm sorry. This is a weird one. The man who doesn't want to do anything. Like, that's the equivalent of, I mean... This is the equivalent of like Al going to the wedding of what? Whimsy's groomer's kid? Like what? Like,
no. Or Allie.
Well, he didn't do that one. He didn't go to that one.
Well, we did.
We did. By the way, I think that you, I don't know if she was going to ask all of us, but I think you basically nixed her inviting any of us.
Well, you can thank me.
Well, I didn't say I didn't want to go. What? I didn't say it. I would have gone.
Look, I mean, I'm just telling you, man. Gifts, okay. Attendance during the summer, I don't think so.
It is the summertime. That is tough. Her last one was in December, wasn't it? Remember it being cold.
Yes.
So it was sometime where it was cold. That's a lot easier. Yeah, you want December, Friday or Saturday? Sure, you're not doing anything. Unless it's Christmas. But the summer, you better be like my personal trainer's kid for me to... put aside some time to go to that wedding.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.